Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is digital marketing strategist and business development manager at the Lucid Agency, Molly Scott, who will be discussing the Hummingbird Update, Google Engineer's most recent algorithm, and the steps you can take to ensure continued health and rank of your website in the search engine. So welcome, Molly.
Thank you.
Now, Google is always changing things up, aren't they? They have to keep things interesting and keep, professionals such as yourselves and business owners on their toes. That's what it seems like. So why does Google do this?
Sure. So Google utilizes algorithms, and the reason they do that is just like any other equation that relies on algorithms. So it's to help people arrive at the correct answer. So when you think about it, they're consistently following updates to their algorithms to provide searchers with the most relevant results. The search engine wants to provide searchers with the correct solutions to their queries. And so the reason they keep updating these algorithms is so they can better meet the needs of their users and provide a better user experience. So an example, if I'm researching how to tie-dye a t-shirt, Google follows their algorithm, which is based on over 15 years of data, and that's what they use to provide me with a page of results that's not only relevant to my query, but also that includes information that others have deemed most helpful when tie-dyeing a t-shirt.
So it keeps you guys in business, though, right? I mean, always be updating, and people are always having questions. And, just as soon as you probably get used to the one algorithm, you had the panda, now here comes the hummingbird. It just seems like they're always changing. And why do they choose animal names?
I have no idea. I know hummingbird was chosen because of its speed, since hummingbirds are so fast, and with panda and penguin. No, that would just be an internal discussion between their engineers.
Now, are there steps that marketers can take, and what are they, to ensure the health and the rank of their websites?
Surely. The good thing to know is that if marketers have always practiced what we call white hat SEO tactics, then they shouldn't experience a drastic change in their rankings as a result of Hummingbird. So this would include, going out and getting valuable links, not just links from, subpar directories and things of that nature, but actually real links from interviews or from guest blog articles, or even commenting on blog posts that other people have written, as long as you're not doing in a way that is considered spam. So if they do that sparingly and just get involved in the conversation, those are all wonderful things that marketers can do to, remain unaffected by by Hummingbird. However, if, they've kind of practiced some black hat SEO tactics in the past, which include link farming and keyword stuffing, and maybe writing content that's not really publisher worthy, then they should certainly stop doing that as soon as possible and really focus on just healthy ways that they can improve their website and also the user experience of their website.
So you have the white hat, which are the good guys, right? The right way to do things. And you have the black hat, which is the not so good way to ramp up, let's say, activity and awareness and, like you said, the keywords and so on for your website. Now, what are some of these, when you talk about search directories, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so say I'm a painting website and, there's a lot of just general online directories that aren't really specific to painting. That would be a website where someone could go and, just type in a category that they're looking for and find millions of websites listed, as well as their address and phone number. that is probably not as good of a link as a link coming from an industry-specific directory. So a directory that only is for painters and that talks about painters and maybe has some reviews from happy customers and things like that.
So, Molly, what are the best types of sites that can that should be linking to your site? What, where do you want to see yourself?
Sure. You want to make that as natural as possible. So instead of really going out and spending hours online looking for, you know, desperately who will link to my website, just think of it like a marketing strategist. I mean, who do you already have established relationships with? Why would they want to link to your website? Would they link there naturally because it just makes sense? And then that's really how you would go about finding websites to link to you. You want to make sure the sites that are linking to you kind of fall under a similar theme that your website has.
Okay, and now, do you recommend any online resources for PR marketing professionals that are interested in learning more about SEO for Google and things in other search engines like Yahoo and Bing?
Certainly. I highly suggest that all PR and marketing pros follow Matt Cutt's blog. Matt is the head engineer on Google's web spam team. He often writes about upcoming algorithm updates and SEO best practices. And his blog is www.mattcutts.com/blog. And Matt also has helped publish a series of YouTube videos on Google best practices. You can find all of his videos on YouTube on the Google Webmaster Help channel. And I'm also a huge fan of the Google Analytics blog, another website called Search Engine Watch, and an additional website called The Next Web.
Great, Molly. Well, you've given us a lot of good information so our marketers out there can stay up to date on the zoo of algorithms that keeps on coming out for Google, and it's good to be on the cutting edge with the people that are right there in the midst of it all, where it all begins. So I want to thank you very much for being with us today, and our listeners can learn more about the Lucid Agency, their interactive marketing capabilities and case studies at lucidagency.com, and that's LUCIDagency.com. And you're all, of course, invited to contact Molly with additional questions about search engine marketing and Google's Hummingbird algorithm. You can do that directly to her email, molly@lucidagency.com. And thanks again for being with us today, Molly.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.